नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सेकंड कैंटो फिफ्थ चैप्टर द कॉज ऑफ ऑल कॉजेस टेक्स्ट नंबर 32 यदैते असंगता बाबा यदैते असंगता बाबा भूतेन्द्रिया मनोगुणः यदा यथा न निर्मने नाशे कुर्ब्रह्म वितमा Yada, as long as ete, all this asangata, without being assembled, Bhagavat remains so situated. Bhuta, elements, indriya, senses, mana, mind, guna, modes of nature, yada. So long. Yatana, the body, Nirmani, in being formed, Nashyaku, was not possible. Brahma Vitama. O Narada, the best knower of transcendental knowledge. So the translation is, O Narada, the best of the transcendentalist, the forms of the body cannot take place as long as these created parts, namely the elements, the senses, mind, and the modes of nature, are not assembled. So we look at the purport of Srila Prabhupada. The different types of bodily constructions of the living entities are exactly like the different types of motor cars manufactured by assembling the allied motor parts. When the car is ready, the driver sits in the car and moves in as he desires. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 18.61. The living entity is as if seated on the machine of the body, and the car of the body is moving by the control of material nature, just as the railway trains are moving under the direction of the controller. The living entities, however, are not the bodies. They are separate from the cars of the body. But the less intelligent material scientist cannot understand the process of assembling the parts of the body, namely the senses, the mind, and the qualities of the material modes. Every living entity is a spiritual spark, part and parcel of the Supreme Being, and by the kindness of the Lord, for the Father is kind to his sons, the individual living beings are given a little freedom to act according to their will to lord it over the material nature. Just as the father gives some playthings to the crying child to satisfy him, the whole material creation is made possible by the will of the Lord to allow the bewildered living entities to lord it over things as they desire, although under the control of the agent of the Lord. The living entities are exactly like small children playing the material field under the control of the maid servant of the Lord nature. They accept Maya or the maid servant as all in all, and thus wrongly conceive the supreme truth to be feminine, goddess Durga, etc. The foolish childlike materialist cannot reach beyond the conception of maid servant, material nature, but the intelligent grown-up sons of the Lord know well that all the acts of this material nature are controlled by the Lord, just as the maid servant is under the control of the master, the father of the undeveloped children. The parts of the body, such as the senses of the creation of the Mahatattva, and when they are assembled by the will of the Lord, the material body comes into existence, and the living entity is allowed to use it for further activities. This is explained as follows. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahim Tadati Svapadati జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శివ సాది గౌర భక్త బృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ రామ హరే హరే కృష్ణ. సో ఇన్ ద పర్పోర్ట్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద ఇస్ సేయింగ్ దట్ our body is like the parts of a car. He's giving an example, right? Our body consisting of different elements, you know, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego, subtle body, the gross body, air, water, fire, air, ether, earth, water, fire, air, ether. All these are different parts existing, right? We see water, we see air, we see earth. Everything is a different part, different elements. Now these elements are combined to give us this body. And when we get this body, we forget the other elemental nature. Right? How it is made up of, we forget. Right? So Srila Prabhupada gives an example of how the car company, right, uses different parts, right? It has got a tire, it has got some wheel, and then the steering wheel, the seat, etc. All these are combined to give a form as car. The form car takes place, right? In the same way, the human being, also the body as a form takes place. Recently, you know, the Holden company, the car manufacturing company, has announced its closure. Did anyone know that? There was some paper sitting in my office. I looked at that. And it says Holden company, the car company, is announced its closure and it's going to shut down in a couple of years' time. So they announced the staff, beware, you know, that we are not going to manufacture in Australia. The only car company which is being manufactured is Toyota. So it is going to shut down in a couple of years' time. So they announced. In the same way, the manufacturer of this world, entire creation, Krishna, has also given a deadline for the Kali Yuga. Right? The Kali Yuga lasts for 432,000 years. Now 5 years have gone. Right? 5,000 years have gone. There's no value, I thought, for the zeros. So 5,000 years have gone. And we are... So for 432 minus 5, 427,000 years are there for this Kali Yuga to be over. So this is a deadline also. Right? In that, we don't know how many births we have to come back. Right? If we don't take up Krishna's active service, right? We have to keep on coming back. So the choice is up to us to decide, right? Whether we have to come back or we have to go back to Krishna. Now, in the same way, this material world, right, is also created, maintained, and annihilated. Right? Our company started, it was running for some time, and then the closure is announced. In the same way, the material world also will be wound up. Right? Melbourne also will be doomed one day. There won't be anything existing. We are so much, you know, bothering about Melbourne. We are going this, doing that. You know, all this is mental concoction. We are thinking, I am going to do this at 10 o'clock. I am going to do this at 12 o'clock. In the evening, I am going to do this. Tomorrow, I am going to do this. This is all mind is producing thoughts. Right? But what is mind after all? Mind is also a material element. It is just given to cover up the soul. Right? It's a material element. So it's constantly planning. But no use because it has to wound up. All right. So there is a verse which Srila Prabhupada often quotes. Right? It says, Nityo Nityanam, Chetanas Chetananam, Eko Bhagunam Yo Vidati Kaman, which means he's talking about Krishna and the other living entities, right? We are also living entities. We are part and parcel of Krishna. Now, Krishna is also a living entity. We are also a living entity. There's no difference, right? Krishna is also a person. We are also a person, right? No difference. But what is the biggest difference or the big difference is that Krishna is the supreme person who maintains all the other living entities, right? See, I can maximum, you know, I can maintain my family. That's the maximum I could do. Right? Or maybe if someone, I can invite them to my house and give them prasadam. What else can I do? I can't even maintain two families. Right? But the Supreme Personality of Godhead maintains all of us, right? Not only that, He's also maintaining all the animals, insects, trees. Who's maintaining? I'm not watering the trees. Right? I'm not watering. But I would like to enjoy the fruits. Right? This is our nature, right? So Krishna is maintaining all of us, right? Because He's a supreme living entity. Right? Everything comes under the care of Krishna. And so He maintains us. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He has created the material world or the universe, cosmos you can say, which consists of 14 planetary systems. Right? Who wanted that? We wanted that. So the Krishna has kindly, right? Has kindly created this 14 planetary system for based on the desires of the living entity. See? As Srila Prabhupada points out, like a father, you know, creates a ground, you know, for the child. In the same way, material playground. In the same way, Krishna has done this to us. Right? We wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna. So this whole cosmos is made. The Lord has created. There's no necessity for us. See, if we serve Krishna, right, in a way that is conducive to devotion service or what Krishna wanted, because we are all part and parcels of Krishna, right? So one may ask, why? What's the need for us to serve Krishna, right? For example, most of us have got families and children, right? Now children, you know, the children are there to expand the family, right? So why do the children are created in the sense? So that we want to expand, right? We want to expand so that we find happiness through the children. Right? In the same way, the Supreme Lord also has expanded us as the living entities. But what we are doing? We are turning our back towards Krishna. Right? We are turning basically our back. We are not listening to what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, because the Bhagavad Gita is full of instructions. The Lord is telling us what we are supposed to do, because as a tiny, insignificant soul, we don't know what we are supposed to do. We don't know. So the Lord is kindly teaching us through Bhagavad Gita what a living entity has to do. Because we are all spiritual spark. Mamai vamso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha. Krishna is explaining, right? 15.7. The living entities are my eternal fragmental parts. What's the need for the Lord to say that? Eternal fragmental parts. But due to the conditioned nature, they are suffering in the material world with the six senses, which includes a mind. So according to the Lord, we are suffering in the material world. But what do we think? We are thinking we are happy. Come on. Just don't bother us. Right? So Krishna sees a full picture. Right? We are just seeing only for 1 minute. You know, today is Saturday from 9 to 10, 10 to 11. This is a small picture we are seeing. But Krishna sees a whole picture. Why? Because soon the body keeps on changing. The old age will come. It is not going to last forever. You know, we are not going to be young for all the time, right? Old age will come where whatever you want, you cannot perform. You want to walk, you cannot walk. You want to lift your hand, you cannot. You want to see properly, you cannot. You want to hear, you cannot hear. This is what is old age. Because we have to go through that birth, death, old age, disease. Body is constantly changing. Right? So this instructions, we will not know because we have to wait till the old age and then suffer. But instead, Krishna has kindly given us the instruction where through the scriptures, right, we can focus, we can plan, we can see, foresee things. That's why Krishna is teaching, because the Lord is supreme. He can know. He knows and is telling us, right? Like a parent. A small child will not know what the future is for him or her. But the parents teaches a child, this is the future, you have to go to school. Because the child, you know, in his playful activities, he does not want to go to school. But the child has to sacrifice the playing propensity in order for it to go a little bit higher. And then when it comes to the school, it has to go and learn something more. Why? To get a job. So the child sacrifices the school life or to work, concentrates and works hard to get a job. What is the use of the job? One person, to maintain a family. And a person from one job maintains or leaves another job to get a better job, to maintain his family in a better way. In that way, it keeps on going, right? But the devotees, what they do? They renounce the material world to live eternally with Krishna. Right? See, renouncing the material world is not an easy thing, because the body is the biggest intoxicating agent Krishna has given. That's what Krishna has given. We can say so many things, right? It's made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence. But actually the body is an intoxicating agent, right? Every senses is active. You can use the sense. That's why the Krishna has given the freedom, right? You can use all the senses. But through knowledge, one can control and one can select Krishna. Through knowledge. This is only possible by spiritual knowledge. With the material knowledge, with the PhD in microbiology, you know, all this is not going to help, right? With the material intelligence, you cannot understand Krishna. You need spiritual intelligence. One has to read Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam to understand. Why? Because by reading Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, you know that you are a spirit soul, right? Once you know the spirit soul, you've got nothing to do with the body. That's why intelligence is very, very important. With intelligence combined with bhakti, Krishna consciousness is very easy. Who can say that Krishna consciousness is hard? If you combine bhakti with the intelligence, right? Krishna consciousness is so easy. But if you have bhakti without knowledge, then slowly it will drain away. We have seen our parents, our forefathers. We have seen. You know, my father was also, basically a good Vishnu Sampradaya. But to some degree, he was not able to maintain the senses. Why? Because lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge. Right? If you know what is intelligence, intelligence is to discriminate between good and bad. Right? So, if people don't have a knowledge, right, intelligence, what I will do? I will do whatever I want. I will go, someone is smoking cigarette, I will also smoke. What's wrong? Because I don't have the knowledge. But if I know the knowledge that I am not this body but spirit soul, I will not smoke. Why? Because I am not this body. The body is constantly changing. I was also a child. I was also a youth like you. Right? Adolescent, old age has come. Now soon death, you know. What is too great about this body? Every minute it's changing. What's the big deal about this? And the moment it changes, the soul goes and takes one more body. So this knowledge we have got. With that knowledge, it's easy to control the senses. Very easy, right? Yeah, of course it's hard, but it's easy if you have the knowledge. But imagine if you don't have the knowledge. Because if you don't have the knowledge, it's ignorance. Ignorance means darkness. In darkness, you can't even see what's happening. But Krishna means light. Any form of Krishna. Krishna's name, form, stories, pastimes, anything, paraphernalia. Even if you touch this, this is, you know, Krishna's material, spiritual energy. See? This is the power of Krishna. Krishna is Krishna's paraphernalia. This is also powerful, equally powerful like Krishna, because it's used in the service of Krishna. Anything which is used in the service of Krishna becomes spiritual. Because Krishna is 100% spiritual. There's no material tinge in Krishna. Right? So this knowledge will help us to maintain, and constant touch should be there. Not that reading Bhagavad Gita for once in, yesterday was Gita Jayanti, you read about 18 chapters. And the following day, that's it. No, constant touch with the spiritual energy. Then it's easy to overcome material energy. Otherwise, very difficult. Right? Alright. So, this whole material creation was created by the Lord. Okay? Now, this material world is created for us, right? And we are thinking that we are going to be happy and all that, right? But what's going on? What's going on here? We see the educational system is failing. You go, no one in the university knows what is the difference between body and soul, right? Education system is failing. If you go to Monash University, the biggest professor is smoking, is drinking, is doing all nonsense. Because he does not have the understanding that he is not this body. So he does not understand the difference between body and soul. So the education is failing, right? The enforced law, you see policemen, they themselves are charged because they are drinking and driving. That is failing. Social unrest. People are so unhappy because there is no Brahminical culture. Brahminical culture is the one who conducts himself as a moral, he conducts moral, you know, morality. He behaves and he teaches how others also how to behave. This system is also lacking. Right? Crime rates are increasing. What is happening with this material world? Why is this all happening? If this material world is a place of happiness, then why these things are happening? If sense control is the highest, biggest factor in enjoying, then why these things are happening? But on the contrary, we see a Brahminical culture which was existing in Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga. They had a very peaceful life because control of the senses means mode of goodness. Mode of goodness means happiness. Krishna explains. In Bhagavad Gita, mode of goodness means always happy because the senses don't play up. See, if the senses are pulling in each of the direction, right? If the mind is so busy, how can there be peace? And if there is no peace, there is no happiness, Krishna explains. Right? If you want to be peace, the senses has to be controlled. If the senses will be controlled, the mind will be peaceful. If the mind is peaceful, definitely you are happy. You are happy. How to control the senses? Very, very simple. It is a complicated for a complicated person. It is simple for a simple person. How? Engage all your senses in the service of Krishna. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Uchyate. Devotional service means using your senses in the service of Krishna. I am not doing any magic, okay? What we are doing is, we are coming and seeing Krishna. This is a feast for the eyes, right? Look at the beautiful form of Gauranitai, Shishi Radha Balabha and Jagannath Balabha. You can feast on them. So this is a beautiful feast for the eyes, okay? The eyes is already controlled. You need not have to see any Bollywood movie. No need for it. Okay, eyes is controlled. Now, here, all of you are receiving Srimad Bhagavatam. The stories, the intimate pastimes of Krishna and his dear devotees. Ear is satisfied. Tongue, you're eating prasadam. What prasadam, what feast, you know, basically, our temple. Even if you give, you know, whatever money also, one cannot be happy because the prasadam you are tasting is so happy. So the tongue is happy, belly is happy. The tongue, belly, and the genital, they are all in the same line. If the tongue is happy, the belly is happy, the genital is already satisfied. Rupa Goswami is explaining nectar of devotion. Right? So what is the problem? Why we are not following Krishna conscious? If someone is following Krishna conscious, they should be happy. So if someone is not happy, then they are not following Krishna conscious. Very simple logic. There is only, you know, one logic, right? Krishna conscious means happiness. Because the Lord is a reservoir of happiness. And if someone is not happy means, they are not following Krishna conscious. Simple, right? Isn't it? Because the material world means dukkhalayam ashashvatam. Krishna explains. This is a creation of the material world. Dukkhalayam ashashvatam. How one can be happy in the material world? Right? In a prison house, you can't expect happiness, right? It's a place of torture. People come there to suffer, right? So the material world is also like a prison house. We did not obey the orders or the command of the Supreme Lord in pleasing Him. So we are put in this prison. And in the prison, how can you get happiness? One thinks that we are happy. That's because mental concoction. Only by performing Krishna, there is no happiness in the material world. Only by performing devotion service, one can be happy. Right? You can get in the material happiness, you know, by involving your senses, but that is only flickering. How long can you have happiness? Few seconds or something? Then again, the senses wants more and more. So what is the point? That is also defeated. So the real happiness you will not get through the senses. Because it's flickering happiness. What the happiness which we get from Krishna consciousness is continuous and ever increasing. It is not going down like material. Material happiness, the problem is, you may get happiness materially from a source, right? Whatever may be smoking or drinking coffee or something. But when that source is not there, because it's an external source, when that source is not there, immediately you become morose because the happiness is cut from you. You're no longer getting the happiness. So what happens? Lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, attachment, illusion. See, all continuous starting from lust. So when the senses, when the enjoyment is not there, lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, and then you fall into material illusion. Because the happiness you derive is only momentary. And if the momentary happiness is not given to you, immediately you get morose. And because of that anger, everything comes. Right? That's what happens. So, everything is failing. So what's the best process? Is Krishna conscious? Right? Alright. Now, this is in this verse, Srila Prabhupada is talking about the material creation, right? So the fundamental creation of the material universe, as explained in the third canto by Kapila Muni to his mother, is I'm going to talk in a minute, is very, very good, you know, for our understanding, right? So what is the fundamental principle for this material creation? The fundamental principle of material creation is spiritual, Krishna. Why? Because matter doesn't come from matter. If at all, if I want to produce something, I cannot produce because I'm not matter. I'm encaged in a matter. I'm a spirit soul, right? So I can only produce. So if this material world is a matter, it cannot be produced by a person, by any matter, right? So a person has to produce this. Because after all the items have been produced by a person, right? The microphone did not produce itself, right? Someone made it. Yes or no? Right? So someone also made the battery. Someone also made the wire. So everything, someone has made it. So the world also, someone has made it. And that person is Supreme Lord, right? So the creation aspect is also spiritual. Because matter does not come from matter. Srila Prabhupada has written a lot of books, you know, in that, you know, one of the books is Life Comes from Life, right? How can matter produce matter? You can imagine, but life comes from life. A living entity produces another living entity. Life comes from life. So, in that, you know, very good description is given how the material creation is, material world is created, right? But it's a very big chapter, it's very good, worth reading, 3.26, right? But very quickly we'll go through that creation. But what happens is, Krishna's first understanding is Brahman, energy, right? Brahma Jyoti, the effulgence from the Lord. Now, in that effulgence, there is a small cloud sitting in one corner. Small cloud, right? Now, what happens? Mahavishnu, when he wants to create, right, he looks at the cloud, you know, and then through his glands, the living entity and the karma comes in and goes into the cloud. Okay? And something else also happens. That is, the consciousness is produced because the Lord is spiritual, is looking, right? When he looks, the consciousness is produced. So all living entities comes into life with that karma. See? Karma never goes anywhere, okay? You have to mind it. So it keeps with the living entity. That's why we have to be very careful what we are doing. Because we are, after all, responsible for our karma. I cannot do something and say, I'm not responsible. No, every living entity is responsible for the karma. So you have to be quite careful what you're doing. So it goes, then consciousness is done. And then the first thing after consciousness happens is what? What happens next is the covering of the consciousness. Why? Because the soul is Satchitananda Vigraha. Right? When you come into the material world, you cannot enjoy without the association of Krishna. Material energy is for enjoyment, forgetfulness of Krishna. Right? In the spiritual, a soul cannot enjoy the material energy. How can a soul enjoy matter? Cannot I? A soul cannot enjoy matter. So the first thing what Lord Krishna is doing is covering the consciousness by false ego. You are a man, you are a woman, you are a cat, you are a dog. It stands. First is, it will happen, it should happen. Otherwise, you know, we all will be craving for Krishna's love. It's not happening, right? We are not craving for Krishna's love. Hence, we are all covered. So spirit soul is completely covered, right, by false ego. And then slowly, one by one, are produced elements as described here. False ego plus mode of goodness, mind is produced. We should also know, right? See, we make so much attempts in making how a computer works, how this is connecting, how data communication happens, right? 0, 0, 1, 1 bits, all this. But we should also know how different parts of our body are manufactured by Brahma. The Lord creates all this part, the elements, and gives to Brahma. Brahma assembles like a toy maker. How a toy maker assembles different parts with the plaster of Paris and makes a boy, a man, a tiger, you know, a lion. Brahma in the same way. He assembles all the senses, mind, intelligence. They're all separate, okay? It doesn't have any value. It's all separate. Lord has given it to Brahma. Just make it, you know. So Brahma assembling engineer, Brahma. So what happens? The false ego is the main root cause, right? That's what I said. It covers. Now the false ego and the mode of goodness gives you mind. Why? Because the mind has to think separate from Krishna. The creation of this material world is that the mind has to be separate, because the material energy will give a separate existence from Krishna. It has to give. Because it has to give a separate existence from Krishna, the mind and the false ego is combined, and it's given to you. Your mind, you thinking, oh, I'm very happy. Today, 8 o'clock, I'm going to do this. 9 o'clock, I'm doing this. Tomorrow, I'm going to do. Okay, be happy. Find out. One will never be happy. Okay. Now, how the senses are formed? All there are 10 senses, right? 5 knowledge acquiring senses and 5 working senses. Now the senses are also different elements like that, alright? It's made up of senses. It's made up of mode of passion and false ego. See, everywhere false ego is combined, because you want a separate existence. You wanted to go separately from Krishna, so everywhere false ego is introduced by the Lord. This is why it's very, very difficult for us. If you don't have the knowledge, one cannot come to Krishna consciousness. The false ego has to completely removed. And that is the thickest covering. This is the root cause of our problem in the material world, is false ego. Everything else is very, very simple. Just by having a superficial understanding of Krishna is not going to help us. Not going to help us. You should go deep into the problem. The root cause of the problem is false ego. Only that will help us. Just by, you know, I'm a devotee, you know, this is not going to help us. You can stick on for some time. But going into the root of the problem, understanding what is the root cause of our existence, what is that which is holding us in this material world, is false ego. Right? So the mind is produced by false ego and the mode of goodness. The senses are all made up of false ego and the mode of passion. Passion means what? Unlimited desires. That is why one can never satisfy the senses. Scientifically, logically, Krishna is explaining. Why? Because senses wants more and more. You see one movie today, tomorrow 2 movies, 3 movies, 5 movies, it keeps on going. You drink one coffee today, tomorrow 2 coffee, 3 coffee, it wants more, unlimited happiness. It is like a fire. How can you put into the fire and stop the fire? It wants more and more. In the same way, cigarette also, you can see people smoking. They do 1 cigarette, 2 cigarette, 8 cigarette, 1 packet, 2 packet. It draws, come on, give me more and more and more. That is how the sense will act. That is why as a devotee, forget about the senses. We don't want it. We want it to use it in Krishna's pleasure. And hence it stopped. It stops, that's it. If you use in Krishna's activity, it stops. And it finds pleasure. No more of this involvement. Right? And how about this beautiful body? This is made up of false ego and earth, water, fire, air, ether. Again, Krishna combined false ego into the body. What a thing Krishna has done to us because of our want, right? In the body has introduced false ego. In the mind has introduced false ego. In the senses has introduced false ego. And that is why Krishna is telling Bhagavad Gita. And he is saying, what is the biggest enemy Arjuna is saying in chapter 3? Arjuna, the lust
is the biggest enemy of this living entity soul. Why? Because it covers. The lust. What is lust? Any enjoyment separate from Krishna. If you have an enjoyment separate from Krishna, that is the soul's biggest enemy. Hence you cannot realize soul. If you cannot realize soul, Krishna consciousness is difficult. Because you act on the bodily level. Bodily level means senses. What is a body? Body is a bag of senses. You put all the senses into a body, and that is the body. Because the body consists of 5 knowledge acquiring senses and 5 working senses. Everywhere is a sense. Hand is a sense. Eye is a sense. Nose is a sense. Leg is a sense. Genital is a sense. Anus is a sense. It's a bag of senses. How do you please that bag of senses? Krishna says very difficult. Attraction between sense and sense object is the greatest source of misery. 5.2 and Krishna explains. An intelligent person will not take part in such pleasures which has a beginning and an end. All the senses has got a beginning and an end. So we'll contemplate on that. We enjoy something, the enjoyment is over. Again the mind wants same enjoyment, beginning and end. Keeps on dragging the conditioned life. Why is that? Why this is happening? Because the soul, when it comes into the material energy, material nature, immediately, what happens? It loses its freedom. Right? The soul is Satchitananda Vigraha. Satch means what? Eternal. All of us has got the property. It is not that story I'm telling, okay? I'm not telling some stories to you. It is a fact that's explained in Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. We are all spiritual spark. And Srila Prabhupada also is explaining in the purport, right? We are all spiritual spark of the living, of the Supreme Lord. Like spiritual spark, which is Satchitananda Vigraha. We are all are eternal. Right? Eternal means we will not die. Okay? And then, Satchit means full of knowledge. What? Right? Full of knowledge. And then Ananda means happiness after happiness. We cannot be without happiness. One will be constantly happy. They will be happy. But what this material energy is doing to us, it has covered us with 2 coatings. Subtle body, gross body. A soul is entrapped into the material energy. Right? And what is the material energy is giving us price? The body, which is temporary in nature. The soul is permanent, the body is temporary. The soul is chit, the body is ignorant. We don't know what is going to happen next minute. We might be alive, we might be dead. And then the soul is ananda, the body is miserable. You enjoy with the body, you suffer, Krishna is saying. What do you do with this? Precarious situation. Isn't it? It's a precarious situation. Because the soul loses its freedom. Why? Because the living entity has a choice to pick up the, or to choose the material energy or spiritual energy. We have chosen it. And Srila Prabhupada explains elsewhere that once the living entity chooses the material energy, its freedom is lost. Don't think that you've got freedom after getting this body. You've lost. The freedom is before you choose this body. We have chosen from Krishna. Krishna, we can go independently and serve ourselves and be happy. We don't want you. Fine, independence is given to you. But after the independence is given, you got this body, you don't have a choice. Because you are dictated by the 3 modes of material nature. You don't have a choice. You have got a very tiny choice of picking up whether I can go this side or that side. Whether I'll eat today potato or capsicum. That's the choice you've got. Pizza or rice. Right? That's the choice you've got. Because everything's dictated by the modes of material nature. For example, one may ask, how is it difficult to understand? So the choice is for me is to put my hand into the fire, right? Or not. Putting your hand into the fire is material nature. Not putting your hand is living with Krishna. If you put your hand into the fire, it will burn you because it's material nature. Right? So we have to make a wise choice. Now, all of us have done a wrong choice. All of us. Because we have got this body. Because this body is not Satchitananda Vigraha. It is full of, what is a body full of? Miserable ignorance and suffering. This body. Now, we have got a beautiful choice now that is given by Srila Prabhupada. The choice is to serve Krishna and then go back to Krishna. In that way, we do not have to suffer with this body. If you choose again material energy, now, constantly serving, then you have to change bodies. That's It's an option Krishna is giving. But if you choose Krishna's energy, spiritual energy, no more changing of bodies. You get Sachidananda body, spiritual body, and go and live with Krishna. Enjoy. There is no time factor. Everything is happy there. This is everything is controlled by the time, you know. Even Bhagavatam class is also controlled by time. The impersonal aspect of the Lord. The time is also a feature of the Lord. Right? So due to the forgetfulness, what happens? The living entity accepts the influence of material energy as the field of activity, and thus he wrongly applies the activity to himself, thinking that he's a body. We think we are a body. We go and work. I've got a husband. I've got a wife. I've got a children. I've got to work for them. Wrong application, because we're thinking we are the body. But if someone knows that they're a spirit soul, that's a spark, they'll not only do for the body, but they'll also do devotion service. So a devotee, he doesn't reject anything. Okay. No, he has got, we are a combination of body and soul. For the body, you need conditional activity. For the soul, you need constitutional activity. So you do both. What is wrong? Get the best of two. Be a good devotee, also will be a good worker. He goes, works very nicely because he's doing a service to the Lord. He's not attached to the results. He will do the work nicely in the office, offer the results to Krishna. In that way, he's not attached to the work. He's happy. And also, he is also a devotee. You know, he also takes the spiritual instructions of the Lord very seriously. In that way, you are not touched by the material energy. You are in water, but not touched by water. Untouched by karma. Krishna conscious means no karma. Material energy means in water. So you are in water, but not becoming wet. This is the role of a devotee. Alright? So, a living entity applies wrongly the field. He's thinking that he's a body and he's applying activities because he's put into that field of activity, material energy. So in the field of activity, you have to choose material activity. But if you choose spiritual activity, then you are safe. It will not touch you. Right? This is something like haunted by ghost. A person who's haunted by ghost, you know, he will never agree that there is haunted by ghost. He will say, I'm fine. But suddenly he will act funny. This is our position, right? We know we are a soul. The moment we go out to the Bhagavatam class, we will be haunted by ghost body. Ah, I am the body. That is how it is. So what you will do? Always one should be in touch with the spiritual energy of the Lord. As the material energy is Lord's inferior energy. The spiritual energy is Lord's superior energy. So one has to be in the Lord's superior energy. In which case, one will not think that he is a body. So constantly maintain. Krishna says, Traigunya Vishaya Veda, Nishtraiguna Bhavarjuna. Don't trust the three modes of material nature. Krishna is giving advice. Always be on the spiritual platform. You will be safe. Material energy means always problem. Problem. Right? That is all. So, what is the problem? Root cause of our problem is material consciousness. The cause of one's conditional life where conditions are enforced upon the living entity by the material energy. Right? So what's happening? Because we have chosen the material energy and we are applying wrong field of activity, we are conditioned as a body. And hence, what happens? The material energy is giving a price. Birth, death, old age, disease. Constant, birth after birth. It's enforcing on us. Right? So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Dasa Kaviraja Goswami says, the reason is, Krishna Bhuli Se Jiva Anadi Bhagirmukh Atayeva Maya Teya Dera Maya Tera Deha Samsara Dukh. Which means, because of our forgetfulness of Krishna, what we are doing? We are assuming our position in the material world as Krishna, as a tiny Krishna, assuming the position of Krishna in an illusory way. I am the controller, I am the enjoyer. So what is the price Maya is giving for that? Just because you are forgetting Krishna and assuming the position as a controller and enjoyer in an illusory way, Maya is giving you samsara dukh, repeated birth and death. It's a punishment. One has to suffer. Old age, birth, the body is not a beautiful thing to live. As long as the body is healthy, it is good. The moment you get any problem with the body is useless. Basically useless. It will not listen to you. As long as the body is working. But how do you know the body is, again, it's a machine. A car, I'm going on a car. Suddenly the car will break down. Right? I don't know. So this body is like a car. Explained by Srila Prabhupada. Any minute, anything can stop. kidney can stop functioning. That's it, enough. Your blood, 5.5 liters of blood is going in the body. If 1 liter is taken out, you are finished, dead. What's the big deal about this? We are making out a false ego. So many projections are coming. I am like this, I am big. I am this. Only for body, 6 liters of blood is running. If I take 500 ml of blood, you become faint and you will, all your false ego can be put into the 6 liters. And the Srimad Bhagavatam says a body is a city of 9 gates. What is coming in all the gates? Everywhere, dirty things only are coming. We cannot even stand our own urine. That's the question of that. Our body, we are glorifying our body. Urine and stool is coming from the same body, and we are glorifying this beautiful body, right? We cannot even stand. If you pass urine, right? You cannot, next time when we go, you say, who did not flush the toilet properly? Is it you? Is it me? This is our beautiful body, right? And the stool, right? If someone goes, finished. In the same way, the incarnation of the Lord, Rishabhadev, when he was passing stool, 60 miles there, you get a rose fragrance because he's a reincarnation. So if someone says he's a god, you smell his stool. Stool. If the stool has got a flavor like a rose, he's God. Otherwise, he's a stupid, fooling, and a living entity. Alright? So this is our body condition. And we are so much, why is that? Why we are, even though the body is like that, the next minute we are thinking we are great. Why is that? False ego. False ego. Everywhere it is there. And Krishna says, that is it. I've stored in, Krishna is explaining all the important points in Bhagavad Gita. He's saying, where is the storehouse of this lust? He's saying, I've stored this lust in the mind, in the senses, and in the intelligence also. See, how beautifully Krishna is explaining. Krishna has done it. Why? Because we wanted it. And like a kind father is telling, see, the root cause of our existence is lust. Because of separate desire to enjoy from me. Because I am your father, you're not respecting me. One. Two, the lust is stored in the mind, intelligence, and senses. So, in that way, you purify that. How do you purify your body? By taking prasadam. How do you purify your mind? By chanting 16 rounds. How do you purify your intelligence? By reading Srimad Bhagavatam. In that way, the body is cleansed, the mind is purified, and the intelligence also purified. So, one will not fall down. So, Krishna explains this body is like a chariot. The senses are like a horses. The mind is like a rope. And the intelligence is a driver. So, if the intelligence is a driver, beautifully controlling, the body will not fall down. So all this explanation is given by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So where is the question of your vehicle falling down if you're following Krishna's instructions? No way, right? How it will fall down? And Krishna is telling you. So this is because of our Krishna Bhuli Se Jiva. Because of our forgetfulness of Krishna, we are suffering birth after birth. Why? Because we are trying to imitate Krishna's position as a supreme enjoyer and controller due to our illusory nature, energy, thinking that we are the body. Alright? So, Srila Prabhupada, okay, we're going to wind up soon. So, Srila Prabhupada gives a good analogy. Elsewhere, I picked it up. He's talking everything, because we talked about the material conscious, right? Consciousness, right? So, consciousness is very, very important for us. That is why Srila Prabhupada made this as Krishna consciousness. Right now, all of us have got material consciousness. What is material consciousness? Material consciousness means thinking that we are the body. I've got a beautiful body. This is material consciousness. Krishna consciousness means thinking that I am the part of Krishna. I'm a spiritual spark. I'm spiritual in nature, soul. And I'm part of Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. And hence, if you know that you're part of Krishna, naturally you'll serve Krishna, right? Why will you go away from Krishna? If you know that you're a spark of Krishna, right? So, Srila Prabhupada talks about this beautiful example where he's talking about the consciousness. Two engineers are there, right? We have got an electrical engineer here, but I'm talking about the builder, civil engineer. Any civil engineers here? No. One civil engineer is building a big rocket building, which is a skyscraper building. Right? Building, some 20 floor or something. And other engineer is building a temple for Krishna. Right? Now this guy who's building a skyscraper, he's planning how I can build, how much money I will get, how I can take my family to Bali, how I can enjoy material concoction, sense gratification. The person who's building a temple is thinking, how I can get this temple, how many people can accommodate in the temple, how many devotees can come, how this temple can be built. Look at the vision of Srila Prabhupada, how you put marble everywhere. How this is a mood of Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada, who is a pure devotee of the Lord, who has brought Krishna from Goloka to here. Krishna cannot descend like that, okay? If you want Krishna, only at the call of the pure devotee. So he has kindly brought Krishna, our Radha Ballabha, from Goloka Vrindavana down to here at the call of Srila Prabhupada. Krishna has come and lived here, living here still. That Krishna, he has made, you know, the marble floor. Look at the vision of Srila Prabhupada, like this, you know, pillars and beautiful place. So this is a vision of a person whose engineer is building a temple. He constantly contemplates how I can make it good for Krishna. This is the arrangement. People will come. They'll look at the Lord. This is a festival arrangement. You know, all these things, they keep on arranging. So the consciousness is different. So in the same way, Srila Prabhupada is saying how a devotee also goes for work, right? I also work. Otherwise, you know, my wife will not cook anything at home. And hence, I have to come all the time to Gauranga. Right? So, I have to work. But we work, as I'm doing it as a sacrifice to Krishna. It's my role, you know. Krishna has given this family. Fine. Do it as a service to Krishna. Whatever resultant activity is there, give something to Krishna. And all. In that way, you're not affected by the karma. You're not affected by your enjoyment. I am the controller. I am the enjoyer. In the house also, we have got Jagannath. The Lord is our owner. So we serve the Lord. You work. So consciousness is very important. In that way, you live in this world, you're untouched by the modes of material nature. See, everyone can live this. It's not that it's a unique kind of a thing. Everyone can work. In fact, a devotee will work harder because the fruits has to be given to Krishna. In that way, you're not attached to the renunciation. Renunciation is always better. In that way, you know, you're free. It will not attach you because you're free from attachment. Attachment is a root cause of our existence. Right? So you work nicely, offer the results to Krishna, and you do as a sacrifice to Krishna or a service to Krishna. In that way, you are not inclined or affiliated or attached to the material energy. So there are many things also. So if you think that this problem is a problem, then I'll just give a very small, quick example. It's easy to understand, right? Now, Krishna and Srila Prabhupada also explains in the purport that how we are the living spark of the Lord and we are part of the Lord, right? Now, say for example, my hand is also a part, okay, of this body, right? Now, the prasadam will be served soon, right? Koti Prabhu is doing, of course, he does a very good prasadam also, so it's a good news for all of us. Now, when I'm taking prasadam, my hand is saying, I will not feed it to the mouth, right? My hand is refusing, no! I will not take the prasadam and put it in my mouth. No, no. I'm saying, please, you know. The hand is a part of the body. But the hand is saying, I will not put. So I'm trying to eat from the plate. I cannot. But I'm requesting the hand, please cooperate with me. Why? Why I'm saying? Because if the hand takes the food and puts it in the mouth, it goes digested, the saliva, it goes into the stomach. When the stomach is full, it gets nourishment and the whole body gets nourishment. The hand also gets nourishment. But what the hand is saying, no, I will not eat. So I'm struggling with my mouth. The same way, we, the spiritual spark of Krishna, if we cooperate with Krishna, the hand is happy, the Lord is also happy because he's cooperating. But if you don't cooperate with Krishna, hand is suffering, but Krishna is not suffering. In my case, my mouth is suffering because people should not understand. People should make it very clear, this distinction that if you don't serve Krishna, Krishna will become weak and he will suffer. No. The Lord is Sarva Karana Karanam. The topic, the name of the canto, what does it say? Fifth chapter. Fifth canto, what's the topic? Cause. Sarva Karana Karanam. He is a cause for our living. So he is not suffering. If someone is not serving Krishna, it is their foolishness. They are going to be trapped by the three modes of material nature. But if someone is serving Krishna, then he is intelligent. Then Krishna reciprocate. As you surrender, so I shall reciprocate. See? If you surrender 1%, Krishna is also 1%. If you surrender 80%, Krishna 80%. If you don't want to surrender, 0%, fine. Or Kamsa wanted Krishna to be enemy. Okay, I'll be your enemy. Prahlad Maharaj wanted Krishna to be a topmost devotee. Yeah. It's Krishna, as we surrender. Right? If you want me to be a demon, I will be a demon. If you want me to be a devotee, I will be. If you want me to Supreme Lord, as you know, as you surrender, so I shall reciprocate. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Alright, guys, finally to wind up, very, very short, quick analogy or a story you can say. The other day, a couple of days back, I was taking some prasadam evening. Right? And I was taking, Prabhu was also there, I think, maybe. As I was taking prasadam, I saw a small devotee child, you know, a girl. She was coming up. And then, I found it interesting, you know. She was trying to catch the bird, you know. She was quite, you know, maybe about 3, 4, something like that, you know what I mean? She was trying to catch the bird. You know, the birds are flying, right? Now, the bird is also clever because they're taking prasadam, right? Now, it was slowly going. Then this girl was going and catching. At a point, there was almost, she caught it, the bird flew and it fly away. Alright? She tried once or twice. And then late, I was observing all this. You know, interesting, okay, let us see. And then, this girl, after some, the second time, the girl said, okay, bye-bye, and she went. So she gave up. Then I thought, she's not smart. She gave up, you know. Then after, again, 15 minutes, she came back and she tried the same process. Then I was saying, Hima, hang on, second time, and she said goodbye, you know. That means, she almost got, she knew, okay, she's frustration, we try and go. And again she came back a 15, again she's trotting the same thing, you know. The bird also, slowly. Then a point was there where she was almost catching the bird, and the bird flew away. What the girl is doing, because their child is, but we are doing the same thing with Maya. The Maya will come. Okay, it's very good. One more opportunity. Don't go to Krishna. Take this opportunity. I've given you a good wife, good house, everything. Don't surrender to Krishna. Your house is your family. You pick up your field of activity. Maya is telling you. Because after all, Maya's role is to take away from Krishna. That is why the material world is creation. Material world is created for that. But what we do? We take up that role and forget Krishna. Right. So I was just thinking about it. In what way, you know, I'm saying this, because in our case, I'm also, you know, going away from Krishna. So, we have to be quite careful in what we want, you know. Maya will give you a lot of opportunities, right? But, pick up Krishna. Because our mind is always flickering, right? It wants that, right? It wants that, that. Mind is always flickering. That's the nature of the material mind. Krishna's done. Every minute it wants. We pick up something, you know. Today we like it. The same thing today, tomorrow we hate it. Oh, I don't want this. And after 5 days, again we want that. I like it. What is happening with the mind? Flickering. But that mind can be fixed by concentrating on the lotus feet of Krishna. Because Krishna has fixed it, mind has also become fixed. Otherwise, mind will be flickering. If someone has got a problem with the mind, apply Krishna consciousness, then the mind will become fixed like a rock. Easy. So Krishna conscious is a very good alternative to material problems. Hare Krishna. We'll stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Thank you. Looks like everyone is
starting. Yes, Prabhu.
Regarding Fault Zero, what are the practical ways to go to the Fault Zero? Theoretically, it's okay, but practical. Because we continue the moment sometimes Fault Zero comes in.
That's a very good question, actually. See, I've been talking about the theory, but practical side I forgot. Okay. False ego means I and mine. Right? This belongs to, this is mine, and I am the root cause. This is mine, right? This body is mine, I use it for my service. This is false ego. Separate existence from Krishna. Right? False ego means I will do it for my pleasure. Right? Anything you do for, in a broader level, anything you do for Krishna is not false ego, it's real ego. Because, again, Krishna Raja Kavidasa Goswami says, Krishnendriya Preeti is, Atmendriya Preeti is Kama, Krishnendriya Preeti is Prema. Anything you do for you, Atmendriya Preeti is Kama, lust. Krishnendriya Preeti, anything you do for Krishna is love. Right? So, that lust or that ego means little bit of enjoying propensity. See, because you want that enjoyment, you know, you are doing it for you. Because you are thinking that you are the body. So the practical way could be, theoretically you can say that, yes, false ego is because of attachment to oneself. Right? But this can go by serving. When you serve, right, you forget yourself. Say for example, if I go Prashadam Hall, which I'm going to do now, that means my false ego is up. If I go and sit down with the plate, put more, what happened to the sabji? Put more. See, my false ego will go up, even though I'm a devotee. But instead, if I serve, right, I'm serving someone, then the false ego can be down. It's a practical way. There are many ways. Other ways, chanting again, you know, you all are doing chanting and serving. The service is the one thing where your false ego can go down on a practical level. That's what I could see. And the theoretical level is, you know, studying and all that, you know, that on a theoretical level it will help. Practical way, this is what I could think at this stage. Because my intelligence also limited now. How much can a tiny insignificant soul and a brain can think, right? But if the tiny insignificant soul is connected to the supreme soul, then I can enjoy in a supreme way. See, I can, on my own, I can enjoy in a very, very tiny way, right? For example, if I have to smoke cigarette or drink coffee, how much can I drink? 20 cigarettes or 30 coffee, and then I'll get sick and tired. But the tiny insignificant soul, if it connected to the supreme soul, the supremely unlimited power, I can enjoy in an unlimited way. There is no limit for my enjoyment. Material energy, what it does is, it contracts us, it limits us. But Krishna, what he does is, he expands us. See, we have to be very, very careful again. So, material energy contracts us, limits us, problem. But Krishna expands. So we can enjoy in an unlimited way if we have an inclination or a touch with Krishna. And all that. And with that touch, you know, automatically forget all that. But I don't think, you know, the false ego comes into the play. I don't see any false ego in you. Maybe you're thinking, you know, that's your in illusion that you've got false ego. Should be all right. Devotees, you know, should be all right. As you work, you know, that's one way. And slowly, and one more thing, sorry, because it's a final covering, right? It's not easy to go, Prabhu. Slowly only it'll go. Slowly it'll go. Very, very slowly. But it will go because Krishna conscious, you're going, you know, you're penetrating the false, you can go to the soul, right? So all covering will be done slowly. Very, very slow. Because the last, thickest covering is false ego. It takes a while, you know. Yeah. Yes, Prabhu, Krishna Prabhu. No, false ego is not spiritual. False ego is not spiritual. See, you have to understand the body structure, you know. There's a gross body made up of five earth, water, fire, or ether. Then we've got a subtle body, right? Mind, intense, false ego. Now, how the gross body and subtle body is connected? How the mind and the body is connected? How it's connected? Through the mind. So, earth, water, fire, or ether, that's a gross body, which is made up of gross elements, right? Mind, intelligence, false ego, subtle body. How the gross and the subtle can be combined. It's not possible, right? But it is connected through the mind because the mind is connected to the senses, see? So that is how it's like a software application. All the software guys will know, right? So between the hardware and the software, there is one software which links, right? So the mind is a software which is connecting the hardware. So earth, all the senses are connected through the subtle body through mind because mind is a link through the senses. Now how the subtle body is connected to the soul. In that, mind into false ego, right? False ego is more subtle. The false ego on one end is connected to this subtle body, and the other end is connected to the soul. That is why a person can realize that he is a spirit soul. Otherwise, very difficult, right? So, as the false ego goes, you realize that you are a spirit soul. Understand? So the soul, false ego is a subtle covering, software between the subtle body and the soul. Do you understand the point? So as the false ego is slowly reduced, you know that you are more and more of soul, not the body. As long as the false ego is there, you identify with the body. Because false ego means, I am this body. Right? I want for my enjoyment. For me, false ego. For Krishna, soul, real ego. So as you serve Krishna, the false ego will go. And then you know that you are the soul. Soul means what? Immediately you will offer loving service to the Lord. It's the property of the soul. If you realize you are the soul, you cannot stop but glorifying Krishna. Immediately you are attached to Krishna. This is the property of the soul. Body means I want it. Give it to me. I and mine. Okay, Prabhu, that is the answer. So false ego is material, but it is a covering, thickest covering. On one hand, it's having a material connecting to the subtle body. On the other hand, it's touching the soul. So it's a junction. You can say it's a junction, right? Very, very subtle, but you can only feel it. You cannot feel it. You can experience it, realize it. If you ask me, touch the false ego, I cannot touch it. But if you say, touch me by my nose, I can touch. I cannot touch my mind. I cannot touch false ego. I cannot see soul. See how it goes? Very, very difficult. I can touch my gross body or anything. I cannot touch my mind, which is there. I cannot touch false ego. I cannot even see soul in the material world. Soul is only by realizing. And then by practicing, you realize. That's why it's very difficult for people, you know, to get convinced that they are a soul. Because in the material world, everything is material. How do you see soul? Soul is spiritual in nature. Satchidananda Vigraha. You cannot see the soul. You can only experience by Krishna consciousness. Why? Because Krishna is completely spiritual. In contact with Krishna, you know that you are a soul. The moment you leave Krishna, see, I am a body. That's why we should not turn our back towards Krishna. We should always, you know, serve Krishna. Okay, guys. We'll stop here. Thank you. It's okay, quick one, if it, I'll try.
Just because it turns out that, you know, false ego is a material thing, but it controls the soul, because it retains the soul.
No. False ego cannot control the soul. It's got a link to the soul. The soul is only under the care of Krishna.
But actually, because we have the false ego, the soul...
False ego is a covering to the soul. It is not controlling the soul, it's a covering. For example, you know, my hand is there, right? I cover with a bandage. Right? Now it looks like a bandage. The hand is gone. It's a covering. You cannot, soul, no. Soul is under the care of Krishna. Krishna is a fragmental part. It's spiritual in nature, soul, right? It's a fragmental spark of the Lord. Right? It's completely spiritual. There's no material in soul. False ego is material, the last covering. It covers the living entity, hence he thinks that he is a body. That covering is done. But he doesn't control the soul.
Well, but if it doesn't control the soul, why are we here? Why we should...
It is the thinking, consciousness, Krishna consciousness, material consciousness. Material consciousness means you're thinking you are the body, hence you're picking up the field of activity relating to your body. So you become more and more conditioned. It's a conditioning, okay? If I go into the AC, right? I feel cold. It's a conditioning, air conditioner. If I go to the warm room, I feel warm. Right? It is the environment. It's a consciousness which is producing me. If I go into the material consciousness, three modes of material nature, I act like a body. If I come to the temple, I act in a soul. Right? As if I am a soul. Why is that? It is you are put into that conditioning. Spiritual consciousness, material consciousness. So that's why Prabhupada said, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Krishna consciousness means spiritual consciousness. Spiritual consciousness means being a servant of Krishna. Jivare Swarupoi, Krishnare Nitya Das. Material enjoyment means masters. Spiritual means servants. Right? That it's a consciousness. You are put into every minute, Prabhu, your three modes of material nature is covering you. You are thinking now. That thinking is three modes of material nature. Your body is given by the three modes of material nature. Your intelligence is by three modes of material nature. So you are packed. You are packed into a room which is three modes of material nature. Not here. It's spiritual. Right? Our whole, every minute we are packed by the three modes of material nature. You have to come out. The moment you are not Krishna conscious, the three modes of material nature will cover you. Then you think you are a body. So that's why Krishna says, always touch with spiritual energy. If you are in always contact with spiritual energy, you can overcome three modes of material nature. That will be very difficult to overcome. Yeah? Three modes of material nature means material consciousness. Krishna consciousness means spiritual consciousness, soul consciousness. So we have to think, that is an easy way to remember. The moment you go out, material consciousness. Immediately you have to chant Krishna's name, spiritual consciousness. Three modes of material nature means enjoyment. Krishna consciousness means service. The moment the living entity plans to enjoy, he is put into the three modes of material nature. The moment he plans to serve Krishna, spiritual energy. See, the soul is constantly by the Lord's arrangement. You may think how the Lord every minute is doing. He is doing it. The moment you develop a plan, I am today evening, I am going to see a movie. Three modes of material nature. Today evening, I am come to this Krishna and serve Krishna. I am going to sing a kirtan. Spiritual energy. See? So it's up to the person how to choose. Yes. Yes, Prabhu. Not completely matter. You are covered by matter. Yes.
Covered by matter. So, this, when the soul lives, this body is not considered a spiritual body for a Krishna.
No, for a devotee it's special. For example, when Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, when he passed away, the body is buried. Anything you use, I told you the first statement, anything you use in Krishna's statement is spiritual. This microphone is as good as Krishna because it's absolute. In the spiritual world, everything is absolute. In the material world, there is duality. Heat, cold, man, woman, black, white, right? There is a duality. In the material world, the spiritual world, everything is absolute. There is no difference between Krishna and Krishna's name. There is no difference between Krishna and Krishna's paraphernalia. There is no difference between Krishna and Bhagavad Gita. Krishna has spoken Bhagavad Gita, so he is as good as Krishna. If you open Bhagavad Gita, you are in touch with Krishna. If you open Bhagavadam and read Chaitanya, Prahlad Maharaj story, you are in touch with Prahlad Maharaj. So, it is depends on how you keep touch with them. Yes, exactly. Anything you use in Krishna's service, this is people should not think that this is material. Eh? It is not that you kick your hand and do like this. Immediately you have to, you know, offer your obeisances. It is used in the Lord's service. Lord Vishnu's service means not ordinary. Krishna is not a, you know, a chief minister of India or something, or prime minister of India. He is a premier of the Supreme Lord. He is a world. All the 14 planetary worlds, he is a premier. That is one of he says to Arjuna, just Arjuna, just a fragment of my power I am making this whole creation cosmos. Just a fragment. What is his power? Unlimitedly powerful. You cannot even think how powerful Krishna is. Just by fragment of my power, I am creating the whole cosmos, Krishna is saying. What is his power then? Unlimitedly powerful. That's what we have to think, right? There's no limit to Krishna's power. Ananta Shesh, you know, we are having thousands of foods. Keep on talking the glories of the Lord. Still, it's not over. That's why devotion service to Krishna is very, very powerful. One can immediately transcend the three modes of material nature and go and live with Krishna. This is a power. Such powerful process Srila Prabhupada has given us. He's not given us some ordinary thing. Eh? He's not given us some cheap thing, Prabhupada. He's given us one of the, you know, jewel. All right. We'll stop here. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaurav.